B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going
to
be cool.
Yeah, and it's brought to you by Brightview Senior Living. Brightview Senior Living is hiring healthcare, hospitality, and dining associates. Ranked one of Fortune top 100 companies to work for in 2021. So apply today at brightviewseniorliving.com/careers. All right, LBF, what's cool?
I have a great first date hack that you can use if you want to sort of set the tone that you are a wanted woman.
Really? Mm-hmm. No, this is pretty good. Mm-hmm. No, you're just there to help, right?
I am.
You have. It's nothing you would do.
I would definitely do this, but I would definitely do
this. You should
this.
Do it anyway. All right. Yeah.
All right. Brian, what's cool?
Well, we've got another reboot. I'm kind of excited about this one. It's been talked about in the past.
Kind of.
And has not happened yet, but could be happening.
You've been talking about it all morning. You couldn't be more excited.
Very excited.
Theme songs.
Someone would say he was leaping for joy when he heard about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
One person in this room would say it.
Yes. One would, wouldn't they? How are you? Listen, do you know anybody who, let's say a high school student or somebody who's just, you know, not happy with their current situation?
Yeah.
Right? Maybe you ought to consider joining the Army.
What?
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I'll tell you 50,000 reasons why. Okay.
And
it won't
schedule.
Take long.
All
yeah,
right.
Please do. Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's hear your bar hack.
All right, here's the thing.
Yeah.
TikTok star, I can't believe I just said that. Sophia Franlin went viral when she shared her first date ritual, which is a fabulous hack.
Okay.
She admitted that she always sends herself a drink from the fake secret admirer so her date knows she's in demand. When I go to the bathroom, I pay the bartender to send me an anonymous shot so my date remembers I have options.
How's this play out?
Well, men love some healthy competition. This is a great idea. I'm
going to
do it the next time.
So she goes to the bathroom and tells the bartender.
Excuse me for a second. And then she runs to the bathroom and then she stops the bartender and she hands him money and says, bartender, send me a shot and say it's from an admirer at the bar, but you can't say who.
I like it. That's
brilliant.
Clever.
I'm going to do it the next time I'm out with Dave and see what happens.
That's
yes. I'm going to do it.
I have a better idea. Do it every time you go.
My challenge this weekend is if we go to a restaurant, I'm going to do it.
I love
that's
it.
That's amazing.
And then I'm going to see what Dave says.
I love it.
All right.
I'd be afraid to.
Need secret cameras.
Okay.
Okay, Brian. Let's hear it. What are you leaping for joy about?
Well, back in the day, on NBC from 89 to 93, you'd hear this theme. That's right. Quantum Leap. Back in the day, you know, it had Dean Stockwell and Scott Bakula.
Yeah.
Scott Bakula, the time-traveling scientist. Mm-hmm. Well, NBC has given the pilot order, the okay. And here's the setup for it.
Okay.
It's been 30 years since Dr. Sam Beckett stepped into the Quantum Leap accelerator and vanished. Now, a new team has been assembled to restart the project in hopes of understanding the mysteries behind the machine and the man who created it.
Yes.
I like it.
Who's going to be in it?
There's nobody attached really yet, but some of the guys from La Brea and Blind Spot creator Martin Giro are attached to it.
All right.
It's cool. And actually, Scott Bakula is not attached to it yet, but he's aware of it, and he works with Belisario, who created the original one. Belisario.
You had an interesting also take on about Bob Saget.
Yeah, Bob Saget broke this news last fall.
Cool.
When he had Scott Bakula on his podcast. So he's still making news.
What night was that on? Quantum Leap.
I think it was a Friday night show. It could have been a Friday night show.
Well, LBF, were you home?
Yeah, I was in high school, home watching it.
That's great. Okay.
Thanks for the reminder, Bob. Yes, I was home.
Oh, you're home Friday night. Well, the Unsolved Mysteries was on Friday. Remember that?
I loved that.
You too.
That's what I was
Solve the mystery. Yes, you could. Robert Steck.
Oh, it's good to be home Friday night.
Oh, it was, yeah. with a hot no cup of coffee. Yeah. Okay. You knew you was this sad, isn't it? Hey, the U.S. Army is looking for you. Uncle Sam wants you. That's right. Listen to this. The U.S. Army has increased their bonus up to $50,000 for signing up. $50,000. That's up from $40,000. See, the coronavirus pandemic, I guess it's really making it very difficult to find candidates for it because a lot of the face-to-face recruiting is shut down. So they've lost a class of young men and women that we couldn't have contact with, says Major General Ken Vereen. But they said they...
Is he related to Ben Vereen?
Yeah, you could modern, be Ken and Ben. Yeah, sure. Major General. Anyway, listen, you'll have to sign up for 6 years. To be eligible for the increased award of $50,000. So they're looking for recruits with some skills. So that would be recruits who maybe did some vocational school stuff, you know, whether mechanical, engineering, any of those kind of things. So
this is the army I signed up for.
Yeah, I'm good.
No one paid me $50,000 when I joined the Navy, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah, well.
I got a boot in the ass and said, get in line.
And, yeah, go ahead and let's go to Italy.
Well, you know, I served my time.
Oh, yeah. And meet a lot of British bartenders.
Yeah, well,
I know the real story.
I served my time. I sure did.
I know behind the music. You know, behind the uniform.
What
Bob
do I always
Bronson,
say?
Behind the uniform.
What do I always say? I took the oath.
Oh, you took the oath.
So it didn't matter where or how I served. I gave my life to my country.
We're going to Italy. Aye, Captain.
Yeah.
Permission to come aboard. Indeed. Time
oh
well served,
God.
Sir. All right. 6:19. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. Hey, good morning. 6:27. It's Friday. Bob LBF from Brian. January 14th.
Wow, we're almost halfway there.
Yeah.
Oh, my sister's birthday is coming up.
Oh, is
Thanks
that
for
right?
The reminder.
Julie's
yeah.
having birthday?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She's still younger than I am.
Yeah,
ticks
that,
me off.
You know what? Well, that probably won't change.
Nope.
We have a wind advisory in effect from 11 this morning till 5 tomorrow a.m. North winds, 20 or 30 mile per hour gusts, up to 55 miles per hour expected. Talk about gusto, huh? Now, look, if you're in the Cape down there, you're looking at 70-mile-per-hour gusts.
Wow.
Yeah,
I was going to go
gonna...
to the Cape this weekend. I'm glad I didn't.
Were you?
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
Well, you still can.
I don't want to get blown away.
You could. It's going to be super windy. Anyway, that's an advisory that's in effect. High today. What do we got for a high temp today?
We got 40.
That's not bad.
No, balmy.
Yeah.
You know.
Cloudy tonight, down to 6.
Six is not balmy.
That's a big fall right there, down to 6. Tomorrow, cold, 17. That's it. Doesn't matter. You're going to be home tomorrow night watching the big game.
What are you going to eat?
That's a good question. I know we're going to Salem, New Hampshire. My lovely niece, Chantel, and her husband, Adam, invited us up for her birthday, belated birthday.
For Saturday night?
Saturday night.
And you're pretending that you want to go?
I am not pretending.
Not pretending.
This is sincerity.
Listen,
I want to be outdoors
and
Salem tomorrow. Uncle Bob?
Yeah, you better have a TV someplace.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, though.
Yeah. So I've been invited to a winery.
Oh, even better.
On a Saturday night.
During a football
during
game.
During a football game.
Hi. What is the theme? Nightmare?
Wait, anybody see Uncle Bob? Would it be okay if I just drop my wife off and then come back and pick her up after she has a fine time?
I don't know if it would be okay, but I understand the wanting to do that.
Yeah. Well, there has to be a TV nearby.
You
right?
know, one can hope, but you text me if there isn't so I can laugh and laugh and laugh.
Yeah. I'll be sure to give you more ammo for that. Anyway, so I couldn't be more delighted. Couldn't be more delighted to be at a winery on a Saturday.
Football game.
So.
Well,
anyway.
Our weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's my life. Listen, today is the last. It's your final. Okay. For this, to be our guest. Yes. That's the ship's whistle, horn, I should say. For the Disney cruise, you got till noon today to go to WROR.com. Sign up for it because that's it. High noon. It's all over.
Cool.
WROR.com. All right, coming up. Dirty Laundry.
All right. What video is about to reach the 10 billion view on YouTube?
Yeah.
I'm going to play you what it is.
Toddlers everywhere.
No.
No.
Don't give it away.
Okay.
Don't give it away. Could be Pam and Tommy.
I didn't say what.
It was for a while.
Okay.
All right. So stay tuned.
It could be Deceptio. What's the song?
It could be Despacito.
Despacito, right.
Don't hurt yourself.
Deceptio. All right, Brian, 6:30.
That's like a Harry Potter.
Yeah. Deceptio.
Despacito.
Yeah. Turn somebody into a rat. Okay. This is brought to you by Dunkin'.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.